You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Seyon Sarkar, who is a natural foods and holistic health advocate who believes greatly in developing positive lifestyle habits such as smart nutrition, exercise, and all-natural supplementation as the link in reducing chronic inflammation and promoting long-term health. His whole personal experience inspired Seyon to share his success with others through creating Invigorate Now, a socially conscious business aimed at advocating all-natural health and wellness. Seyon, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. So, Seyon, I've heard a bit about your all-natural weight loss story of over 55 pounds, but could you give the listeners some insight on that?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, about a year and a half ago, I found myself about 60 pounds overweight. I had chronic back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, and I wasn't happy with the way things were going in my life. And after some research, a lot of working things out, figuring out where I should go with things, I found out that all natural was the way to go. And for this meant cutting out added sugars, cutting out processed foods, refined grains, and any white flour foods. And by doing this, by keeping it simple, you know, just reducing carbs and eating natural foods such as lean proteins, fruits, veggies, beans, nuts, I was able to lose this pound fairly quickly. I was able to lose this weight fairly quickly. For me, that meant I lost 45 pounds within 8 months, and the 4 to 5 months after that, I lost the rest of my weight. And at this time, I really recommend this sort of plan of keeping carbs down and eating natural foods to anybody who has any desire to cut extra body fat. And on top of that, anyone who has over 20 pounds to lose, it's highly recommended for them to keep carbs down and eat all natural. And for them, you know, based on my experience, the pounds honestly will melt away within time.
For anyone seeking to get in shape, and especially for those with tough schedules, why and how do you recommend making fitness inevitable?
All right, well, this is pretty fun for me. So when I started working out about, you know, a year and a half ago consistently, but at first I couldn't stick to it. You know, I just couldn't do it. I was either, whether I was lazy or whatever it was, I just couldn't do it. And I read something online one day that said, make everything in your life inevitable. And for me, what that meant was, so I wrote a check out to my friend. And my friend who goes to gym, you know, 5 days a week, he's always working out. I wrote a check to him for $1,000, and I told him, if I don't go to the gym with you 1 day out of 5 in a week, you cash that check and donate it to a political party that I don't believe in. So pretty much I had the option to either work out with him every day or miss 1 day and donate $1,000 of my hard-earned money to a party I did not believe in at all. And, you know, I kind of wanted to avoid this at all costs, so I started going out to the gym with him every single day, or every weekday at least. And, you know, after 2 or 3 months of doing that, I lost weight, first of all. But on top of that, it became fun for me. It became a habit. And now it's at a point where working out is a part of my life. It's something that I do to de-stress, to kind of let go after a long day. And it's the best place for me to be. And making it inevitable by making, you know, by putting something in place that made it inevitable that I would go to work out, I would lose weight, I would make this happen for myself, that's how I made it work out for me.
How do you make health a priority in life, and specifically, how do you find time for healthy eating and exercise in a long, stressful day? That seems to be a common issue for especially entrepreneurs.
So, well, I understand now that making health is my number one priority in life, and because if I have that in place, I can do everything else pretty well. And for me, what that means is I make my nutrition a priority, working out a priority. And what I do is every Saturday, Sunday, maybe either every week, I will go, you know, buy healthy foods. I'll buy, for example, brown rice, quinoa, lean proteins, veggies, fruits, and I'll have it already at home. And then, you know, Sunday night, what I do is instead of cooking every day because, you know, I have a busy day, busy lifestyles. I can't cook every day, but I will cook on a Sunday night or a Saturday night and have everything ready for the whole week. And that's the best thing for me to do, because what I do is I have breakfast ready, I have lunch ready, dinner ready, and there really is no time or need for me to go out and buy junk food and eat things that are going to make my body unhealthy. And for working out, for fitness, the best thing for me to do also is, what's worked for me is bring my gym bag to work with me. So after work, I go right to the gym. Because otherwise, I will go home, I'll get lazy, I'll sit down, and I won't go at all. So pretty much putting things in place to kind of have the food ready for me, having my gym bag with me, ready to work out, ready to go, that makes things, that helps me make health a priority in my life.
Makes a lot of sense. We are joined by Seyon Sarkar, who is a natural foods and holistic health advocate and creator of Creating Invigorate Now, a socially conscious business aimed at advocating all natural health and wellness here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Seyon, what is the difference between acute and chronic inflammation, and why is it so important to reduce the latter?
Well, acute inflammation is kind of the natural thing that happens in your body. If you have a cut or a sprain or a bruise, your body responds positively by inflaming the area. So the area swells up. Say you have, you know, say you sprain your ankle. The area swells up and you obviously cannot walk on it. You can't use it. And that's the body's way of responding and telling you to kind of slow down and take it easy. And in that time, the body can heal and repair. Chronic inflammation is kind of the exact opposite, or it's a prolonged process of inflammation. Now what happens is your body, you eat unhealthy foods and you have toxins and chemicals, et cetera, coming through your body on a constant basis. So your body responds the same way it would to a cut or a bruise. It responds by inflaming the area. But with chronic inflammation, you have this happening every single day, every single hour of every day, in and out. And your body tissues break down. You have healthy DNA and good cells being deteriorated by this inflammation. And this is only coming to recent science in the last 10, 15 years or so. But doctors are now understanding that chronic inflammation is the main cause behind major diseases of the day. And some things, for example, that, you know, it's not put out there to scare you, but it should be known that chronic inflammation is now known to have a pretty big cause in things like atherosclerosis, heart disease, some cancers, diabetes, et cetera. So this is the main thing you want to avoid, and that's done by, you know, eating the right foods, working out, keeping things going right in your health life. And that kind of passes on to every other part of your life.
You mentioned the three keys to long-term wellness as smart nutrition, consistent exercise, and anti-inflammatory supplements. Could you elaborate on those three points?
Yeah, well, my main opinion on this is that these three keys, if you put them all together, if they are implemented correctly, that really pretty much guarantees you long-term success in health. And this is because they all pretty much lead towards maintaining a healthy weight, eating a clean, junk-free diet, and really reducing chronic inflammation. Nutrition, as we mentioned before, it's cutting out added sugar, cutting out processed foods and refined grains, and in turn, you know, eating lean proteins, eating veggies, fruits, beans, for carbs, eating brown rice, sweet potatoes, quinoa. And then for exercise, this means, you know, making a commitment to working out. And this overall, you know, helps you have obviously a healthy heart, strong muscles, and overall fitness. And working out often also helps you keep inflammation in check and keeps midsection fat in check. And these are two things that, as I mentioned, really lead to that possibility of disease later in life, which you want to avoid, of course, at all costs. And lastly, all natural supplementation as an anti-inflammatory supplement. That's the last key, because you have diet bringing inflammation down, you have exercise bringing inflammation down, and the last key is you have supplements to bring things down. And you have the smart natural supplements. You know, you don't want to go out and buy a fat burner or a caffeine pill, because that is really messing things up in your body in the long run. But if you have anti-inflammatory supplements, such as turmeric extract, ginger extract, milk thistle, green tea, asparagus, things that are natural and herbal supplements that really can help reduce inflammation in the long run, that's what you want to add as the last key to your overall plan. And this really allows us to keep weight in check, reduce chronic pain and inflammation, and increase energy for long-term wellness.
Sayan, where can our listeners connect with you online and get more information?
You can find us at www.invigoratenow.com.
And in conclusion, what one last thing would you want to leave with the listener in form of a tip in conclusion or to summarize our conversation here today?
Yeah, sure. The main thing I would say is that, you know, a lot of people out there will tell you that low fat or low carb is the way to go. But the main thing is it's much more than just that sort of nutrition plan. The main thing, in my opinion, kind of the thing we've gone through in the conversation is keeping everything all natural, you know, not eating the processed foods and refined grains, and keeping it to kind of the food that you want to have in your diet, the foods that are made as, you know, that people have been eating for centuries and centuries. And on top of that, you know, while I do advocate reducing carbs, that doesn't mean just eating fatty meats and cheeses is great for your health. The key is to make, you know, healthy food choices, things that are organic if possible, and to really work on that whole nutrition, exercise, and all natural supplementation. Those three keys, that mix is really what you will benefit from having in your diet and your nutrition for long-term success in any health and wellness plan.
That was Sayan Sarkar, who is a natural foods and holistic health advocate and creator of Creating Invigorate Now, a socially conscious business aimed at advocating all natural health and wellness. And the website of reference is invigoratenow.com. Sayan, thanks so much for joining us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.